Hear me and rejoice.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday? Already?
This has been the longest week of my life.
This week has been kind of a blur.
Needless to say, I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
The weekend.
The weekend.
The weekend.
You and me both.
Well, where are we late? Well, let's go.
It's showtime, baby.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
It's Friday!
Friday!
Oh, good morning. You did it. Congratulations. Another week behind you. It is Friday, 6:08. I'm John. What up, Monroe?
Hey.
Jackson.
Hello, dear.
High today at 59. Rain expected throughout the entire weekend, which is kind of a bummer. Felt like we were kind of around that curve.
Past
but, you
that.
Know, it is what it is. We'll get through it together. A few big things. First of all, if you're on Twitter, just need to start the show with this.
Yeah, let's get it knocked out.
Get
out of the way.
We need you to go to our page, which is Mix 105.1 Utah. We have tweeted Lindsay Lohan. We're trying to convince her to do a musical of Little Mermaid with us.
Yeah. Well, she's always, it's her dream role. She wants to be Ariel.
What a way to end 105 Days of Love. By
right.
fulfilling her wish.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is not for us.
No, not for us at all.
This is for
it's a little
her.
Bit for me. I'm going to be real with you.
Jackson's going to play Ursula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm knocking out two dreams, really. Mm-hmm. One, playing Ursula.
Right, yes.
Love Ursula. But also, meeting Lindsay Lohan. Listen, you guys could say whatever you want about Lindsay Lohan.
We will.
I love her.
Yes.
What?
I think she's hilarious. I think she's great. And she can do no wrong because she is the star of my favorite movie of all time,
Mean Girls.
Okay.
It is my number one favorite movie. She can't do anything wrong.
Monroe will play King Triton.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be good at that one.
Born for the role.
Totally.
Yes. I was going to be Sebastian. But we need to get her attention. And the only way to do that is if you start tweeting. Tweet early, tweet often. And again, Mix 105.1 Utah, you'll see our initial tweet. Retweet it, like it, comment on it, tag Lindsay, do your thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or, I mean, if you're not into retweeting, I know some people are like, they're not about it. Do your own tweet.
That's fine.
But tag Lindsay Lohan
yeah.
and yes. tag us so that we can retweet it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking for. I hate to start a Friday show like this.
Oh.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh, I think I know what you're about to tell us. So sad.
Sad.
What?
I didn't want to be the one.
Thanks for breaking it to me, John.
To break it to you.
Facebook already did.
Oh, did they? Okay.
What?
Grumpy Cat has passed away.
Oh,
I
no.
know.
At the age of 7. I'm
at
sorry.
At 7?
Yes.
At
I know, that's
seven.
Young, right?
He had a urinary tract infection.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. And that's common in
oh
older
my
cats.
Gosh.
As they get older, they get them worse and worse.
A UTI took out Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
Can I tell you? I have not seen something on social media like this. The Bells episode of Game of Thrones did not trend the way Grumpy Cat passing away did on social media.
Grumpy Cat is an icon.
I feel
He's
like
a legend.
He was. I feel like he was in an abusive situation.
Really?
He only lived to 7.
The owners say passed away peacefully at the home in the arms of Mommy Tabitha. Tartar Sauce is the name of Grumpy Cat, just
uh-huh.
so you know.
I know, it's so cute.
First appeared on Reddit in 2012. Amassing over 8.5 million Facebook followers, 2.5 million on Instagram, 1.5 million on Twitter.
Huh.
Yeah, Grumpy Cat did okay for him or herself. I'm not sure which one it is at this point.
See, and so when you say that like he had to have been neglected or something, there's no way. He was their bread and butter.
Oh,
He made all of the money in the house.
I thought cats lived way beyond 7.
Well, they do if they don't get sick.
Oh.
If I remember right, also, they would take Grumpy Cat to conventions.
Oh,
like
yeah.
a Fan X. Grumpy Cat would be there.
It was the con crud. That's what got him.
Probably so, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the way,
mm-hmm.
traveling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did Grumpy Cat fly like by personal jet, or do you think Grumpy Cat had a flight?
Oh, he's not getting stored under the plane.
No, you don't do that.
You don't do that with Grumpy Cat. That's what the peasant animals
yeah.
say.
Do you think he got his own seat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like to imagine.
Own plane.
Yeah. I do imagine he flew his own plane. Little pilot hat.
His little grumpy face.
Man, I'm angry. Angriest little pilot.
I hate Mondays. Monroe, do you have a pocket full of sunshine? Because if not,
yeah.
I got one. Oh, you do? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, this is really cool because bosses can be super nice. Get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my boss would be this nice.
Oh, let's hear it.
There's really good steakhouse in Manchester, England. It's called Hawksmoor, which I don't know why that's a good steakhouse, but it doesn't sound good.
It's fantastic from what I hear.
Okay.
From the website this morning.
Just to give you a range, a filet costs around $50 without any sides.
Ooh. So it's like a Ruth Chris.
Yeah. So it's like
that style.
Yeah. So a group of customers ordered a nice bottle of wine the other day that cost $330.
Legit.
Yeah, that's a hefty bottle of wine. But they ended up getting an even nicer bottle because the waitress accidentally opened the wrong one.
Oh, no.
But the wrong one cost almost $6,000.
So a little price difference is what you're saying.
Yeah. So it was 4,500 pounds because it's, you know, England.
Yeah.
About $5,800. No one realized it until it was gone.
Well, yeah, and if you do, you drink it first, then you tell them.
By the way, they didn't realize it.
I don't know if I'd be really aware. I got to tell you, I usually pick something off the menu, and I'm like, we'll see what happens.
It all tastes like wine to me. It tastes like wine. It tastes the same. Box wine tastes as good as any expensive glass of wine
insane,
I've ever had.
Oh,
are you serious?
Get out of the studio.
Oh, John, are you a wino?
I am.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nerd. We'll talk about that in a minute. So... all of a sudden she realized what she did and she freaked out. She thought she was going to get fired. She thought she was going to have to pay for the bottle of wine, but her boss was like totally cool with it. The owner of the restaurant, he got on Twitter and congratulated the customers on the nice bottle that they scored, adding to the member of the staff who accidentally gave it away, chin up, one-off mistakes happen and we love you anyway.
So, that's a good boss.
What a good boss, right? And he also posted a picture of like the bottles side by side, and they're pretty similar. So you
that's
can see
awesome.
How it happened.
Another pocket full of sunshine. Jordan right now is on the way to the hospital to take his wife to be induced for their second baby boy.
Oh, yay!
Oh, congrats, man.
Allie is her name, so congratulations. Keep us
baby
posted
time.
This morning.
That means, because 6 a.m., so she's probably scheduled for, what, an 8? An 8 a.m. C-section? No, it's 9 a.m.
No, induced. Here, so.
Oh, yeah, it's induced.
Different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine were C-sections.
Yeah. So. Different world. Jackson, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Well, Rick and Morty coming back. Pretty excited about it. It's been a long time since we've had some fresh Rick and Morty.
Is Rick and Morty like an HBO show where they can take 2 years off if they want? Or?
Well, he's not supposed to. So we weren't going to do this, but if you want the whole history of Rick and Morty, the creator, Dan Harmon, brilliant guy, hilarious, created Community, and he's got his own podcast, Harmontown. Really smart, funny dude, but a bit of an alcoholic. And so there would be these long production delays because he just wasn't writing. Like, he just wasn't doing it. He was dealing with his own personal turmoil.
He was in that part of the process.
Right. Uh-huh. So it takes him a long time. Plus, he's kind of a control freak and he's kind of a perfectionist.
Okay.
So it takes him a long time to write something because he wants it to be as good as it possibly can be.
Got it.
And FX almost canceled the show. They were just like, we can't let you keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because the fans of the network and the fans of the show were getting angry, or not FX, I'm sorry, Adult Swim. They were all getting really upset with him because he just wasn't putting out the work that he was going to. So Adult Swim sat, I guess, the whole creative team down and said, we're going to give you 70 more episodes, which is huge for them because they've only gotten renewed for like 10 at a time.
Okay.
So they gave him 70 episodes and they were like, you need to start releasing these on time. So take your time, regroup, write it, make it really good for this next season. But from now on, you're releasing these on time. And if you don't, we're just going to cancel your show. Like, they had to have a real talk with them. Well, so it's coming back and everyone's really excited because they've taken their time. It's supposed to be really good. Until this happened. Because you know how I have very strong feelings about Kanye West.
I do.
Well, the creators, Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, who does most of the voices for Rick and Morty, said that they have been longtime fans of Kanye West. They think he's brilliant. Justin said, "We love Kanye, man. He's a kindred spirit, a genius, a visionary. If that guy had to had the support to do all the ideas in his head, he'd be Elon Musk 2.0.
No.
And they said they are giving him an open invitation. If he wants one episode, he can do whatever he wants with it.
So he could write his own episode.
He could write his own episode. He could direct the animation. He could just have it. They're like, we've got 70 episodes. Kanye can have one.
I like that.
I'm sorry. They said, he's got 70 episodes. Yeezy can have
there
that
you go.
One. So who knows? We might be getting a Kanye West Rick and Morty.
Do you feel like this is kind of like in jest, though?
Like a tongue-in-cheek?
Yeah, like, oh, he's such a genius. Like, it's like offering the muse behind Homer Simpson a chance to do his own episode.
Dan Castellaneta? The voice?
The muse.
The muse.
Yeah.
You like the band?
The band muse.
Wow.
Is that what we're talking
like,
about?
The
talking
guy about. That inspired the character that is Homer Simpson, offering that guy his own episode.
But yeah, but Kanye didn't.
Never mind.
Inspire anything. Okay, moving on. speaking of Kanye West, David Letterman. His show on Netflix, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, if you've never seen it, is brilliant. It's
good.
Just David Letterman. He interviews like those impossible to interview people. Like it is the mega hitters, the superstars. This year he's got Ellen DeGeneres, Tiffany Haddish, and just announced Kanye West. Here's a little clip from that upcoming season.
When you're bipolar, you have a potential to ramp up and it can take you to a point where you start acting erratic, as TMZ would put it.
That's funny.
Yeah, as TMZ would put it,
like
as
that.
Everyone would put it,
yeah.
Man, you're unstable. It's cool, man, but
you do you.
You know, understand your limits is what I'm saying to everybody, not just Kanye, but especially Kanye. Here's something terrifying. If you're gonna go to the movies, you need to watch your head because a movie going patron in Edinburgh, Scotland, died. He was going underneath the seat to find his phone, which had dropped down below.
Okay.
And somehow the mechanical, like the little recliner.
Right.
It came down on his neck and killed him.
What?
Yes.
Oh, in the new like VIP seating?
Yeah. You know how they have those, they're like hydraulic, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And they
the
just
chairs.
Go up and down.
It's like a lazy boy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The footrest closed down on his neck and he ended up dying.
Oh my gosh, that could have happened to me this weekend. When we went to see Pokemon, did you guys get the Pokemon cards?
No.
No.
The movie theater were giving away Pokemon cards to everybody who went to see Pokemon. My son.
That's cool.
The Pokemon cards slipped down on the side of the... So I had to crawl under the seat.
You almost died.
I could have died.
You almost died.
Movie theater patrons or movie theater employees tried to free him for 15 minutes and could not
get
him
free. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine how traumatizing
it's
that
a
was?
Terrible story. What is wrong with you? On a Friday?
Yeah.
I got a better story for you.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? Joe Jonas.
Oh, gosh.
Talking to New York Magazine. And he's come out a lot against his Disney days.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot.
But we talk about it a lot. But this is actually one of my favorite stories about their Disney days. He talks about how there were moments where he'd walk into his hotel room and just find a girl. There would just be a girl in his hotel room. And he goes, for the record, we didn't have like the traditional rock and roll experience. We were kids working with Disney. So finding a girl is very out of place. It's not like they were a metal band in the 80s. It felt like a problem. So they had to solve it without them getting into trouble. In fact, there was this one time in South America where a hotel staff member stuck his own kid in a room waiting for the Jonas Brothers to come back. He says, I don't know what they were hoping would happen, but we just had security escort the girl out.
Oh, can you imagine that girl? Like, she's in therapy right now. She's like, and then they left me there.
Or it was the greatest story ever. My dad snuck me into Joe Jonas's room. I got to meet him, and then security pulled me out. How cool is that?
That is cool. You're right. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Want everyone's opinion on this, so please join in the conversation. A woman posted a picture on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was a wedding ring group on Friday, okay? So like when you get engaged, you go to this page and you tell your story and you post the ring and then people give likes or say like, oh my gosh, what an amazing event. It's like the knot, like following like, you know, that website. It's a wedding website out there. Apparently her boyfriend proposed to her with an engagement ring that he made himself. Out of his own hair.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
In the paragraph that she wrote about the engagement, he proposed with a ring made from a lock of his own hair. So I turn to the two of you and then we'll take texts. Romantic, cheap, gross, Where do you find it when you get you are given? He's down on one ring. He opens up. Maybe it's a blue box, right? You're like, oh, it's Tiffany's. And he opens it up. And inside, it's his hair woven together in a perfect circle.
Like, I have never met anyone that loves themselves more than that.
Is that how you see it?
Yeah. Like, oh, babe, hair. A lock of my hair. It's like a Gaston move. That's something like Gaston would do.
Oh, so you think it's like, not you're not even saying it's gross. It's just so cocky
yeah.
is what you're saying.
I don't watch your hair.
Huh. Really?
I don't know, man. I mean, she's obviously proud of it. So at least he knew his audience. If nothing else, he knew that this would be something that she liked.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think she's bragging. I think that's how I see it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I think yeah. when she posted, she's like, look at this.
Look at how brilliant.
Your guys' fiancés, they went out, they wasted money, they bought blood diamonds. My man.
Grew a ring for me.
Grew his. Yeah, oh,
he didn't grow it. Blah. He drained. He took the drain off the shower and cleaned out the clump.
Right, but he still
that's
made
he
that
it.
Hair. Ugh. Doesn't matter.
Ugh. I have really thin hair.
Uh-huh.
When I had hair.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you're thinning.
Yeah.
That's really, really thinning up there, buddy.
Like, I don't feel like the ring would be durable.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wouldn't it also be itchy? Is it like...
It's going to wear out. And I guess that is a good thing, though, because you'd get to have new rings all the time.
Yeah, just clipping you off and a little bit of his beard. Like, oh, here's a new ring for you.
Is it like Kabbalah? You wear it till it falls off.
Yeah.
And that's when the relationship's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just how you do it.
And then you just go find someone else to give you a compliment.
Right, exactly. Then you ask a new person to do it. I will tell you, not many people are calling it romantic as I look at these text messages.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think it's very romantic. I wouldn't be down for sporting around some dude's hair. But if that's your thing, obviously she liked it. He knew that she would like it. It was a really honest, genuine gesture on his part.
How much hair does it take to make a ring? Because this text says it really depends on what his hair looked like when he cut it. Like, did he have, like, long hair? And so this was just, like, then he got it to maybe from shoulder to ear length and all that hair?
And you sing to it, and then it glows, and it has healing
power? Okay, it's not tangled. That's not what we're going with here.
I don't get it at all.
You don't know that it's not tangled.
Yeah.
Maybe she's marrying Rapunzel.
Special healing powers is what you're telling me. All right. Coming up, Morning Show Family Feud, we've got tickets to Aladdin. We're going to do the top 10 life's biggest decisions. I thought we'd play the feud!
Yeah, man! That was a cute little game show dance. Yeah, you nailed it.
I was feeling it this morning.
Looked good.
Just call me Ray Combs.
Yeah, looks like you had practiced a lot.
I was in the mirror last night.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, let's play the feud.
Dance.
Like, what'd you think of that one, Liam? He's like, no, do it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're taking advice from a child.
He's my choreographer.
In general, don't take advice from children.
I take all my life decisions from my son, Liam. That's how I got to where I am.
Well,
here we
are. Case in point.
All right, here's how Morning Show Family Feud works. You can call us. You can text us. That's how you get your guess in for Family Feud. And if you guess correct, you're in the running for tickets to Aladdin, our advanced screening. Today I have life's biggest decisions. So the top 10
Ooh.
Biggest decisions you have to make in life. Monroe, you did win the coin toss, so we will start with you. What do you think? What made this list?
Kids.
Having children. Yeah, number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, that's a big choice.
Did you guys talk? You talked about it a lot. Did you discuss it? Did you go back and forth?
I think that's why he wanted to get married.
Okay.
Because he was ready for kids.
So he knew, get married, you'll probably be more open to the idea of children.
Yeah, well, so it's kind of complicated with us because he just never wanted to get married ever. And that was just kind of our deal. That was our thing. And then he just decided, I guess I am ready for kids. So we got to get married.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure.
That is not what happened in John's house. John baby trapped Jen. John, he's like, you got a baby now. Now you can't leave
me. I got you. One's not enough. There's another.
Double trouble.
Yeah, you got to have your head on a swivel in my house.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen. Jackson, life's biggest decisions.
Buying a house.
Yeah, they have this at number 6 on the list.
I feel like that's just as big as buying a kid.
It's huge.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so, because you can financially get yourself in a lot of trouble buying a house.
Yeah.
Which can then affect the marriage, the
but
kids.
But it's not forever. You know, we sell the house. You can't sell the kids.
No, well, you say that so confidently. You can't always sell the house.
True.
Let's see. Kid guesses so far. Getting married is probably the next one that's coming in a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Number two on the list of life's biggest decisions.
Why, though?
That's a big decision.
Getting married?
But it's so reversible anymore.
It's not supposed to be, though.
I know it's not supposed to be.
You're not supposed to go into the marriage with that in mind.
Yeah.
Most people do. I know a friend that had this mantra. Right before she got married, she just kept whispering to herself, marriage is only temporary.
That's not the don't get married.
Get married.
They don't get married.
Listen, I told her. They're doing pretty great, though.
Okay.
So
it's working for them,
man.
Not
bad. Yeah.
Moving out of state.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say no.
That is a big decision,
that
though.
That is, though. Yeah.
It's like relocating. What about college?
Yeah.
Going to college. No.
Really?
It's a big decision, man. That'll put you in way more debt than like buying a car.
Yeah.
Sometimes as much as a house.
Yeah.
Depending on where you decide to go.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's see what your college major is. Nope, not there either. Buying a pet. Hold on. Let me just make sure. No.
I mean, that should be on there for
people
sure.
People should take that a lot more seriously.
But people treat it like it's no big deal.
You are more... You're more passionate about buying a pet than marriage.
Absolutely.
As a life's big decision.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
insane. Another creature's life that you're
so
you're saying
another
marriage.
Person's life.
I so yeah, is but marriage. You're gonna worst case scenario, you guys gotta split up and divide everything and everything's gonna be fine. Literally half of all marriages end like that.
It's
I don't
terrible.
Want half of all pets' lives to end short
terrible.
Because you didn't take care of them the way you were supposed
terrible.
To.
Adopting a child, I think that's probably under having children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a blanket statement. Who'd we end up with? Who'd we go with? I can't remember where we're at on this.
I guessed college.
You guessed college. So back to you, Jackson.
How about, body modifications. Tattoos, piercings, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Going in.
Yeah.
Face tattoo. Something
that's
you should think
decision.
About. Definitely something
that's,
you should sit on.
I don't think enough people think about that.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Not these days.
Show me body modification. No. I do feel like face tattoos should be in the top.
Yeah,
oh,
really
yeah.
should.
A face tat? Absolutely. You should be way more concerned about a face tat than a marriage.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Face tat should be number one.
Number one.
Before
because,
children.
Because you'll
tattoo.
Have the face tattoo at your wedding.
But yeah, exactly.
You will have the face tattoo literally until the day you die. You can't guarantee that about anything else on the
oh,
list.
Oh, man. Let's see. Having to choose my favorite food at the restaurant? That is a big decision.
Oh,
that's
man.
Always difficult. Trying to pick where to go. Let me tell you, a lot of arguments happen that way.
I was going to say, just women trying to figure out where they want to eat.
Just pick a place. I don't know, you choose. How about here? No, I don't want that. Well, why are you then asking me?
Because I don't know what I want. I only know what I don't want.
Ryan, yes.
Why is it so hard for you to understand?
Then let's just stay home. I don't want to stay home. I want to go out. Ah!
Yeah.
It's just a glimpse into.
I like that scream.
You're right, John. Marriage sounds great.
Am I not selling it to you?
Nope.
Brayden, Morning Show, Family Feud. Oh. We're playing it right now. For tickets to Aladdin, at least to get in the drawing, give me one of top 10 life's biggest decisions.
Retirement. When to retire.
When to retire. Number 5 on this list. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking, I think it was off air, how, I don't know, more and more I go, like, retirement, the idea of it scares me. I'd rather keep working, I think.
Yeah.
Than financially, I'll always have to work.
Right.
You know, yeah.
I won't have the choice.
No, there
well,
won't
the
be
thing is when you stop working, then your body stops working.
Yeah.
It, like, shuts down.
What do you think, Brayden? Are you looking towards a retirement? Are you going to just put your head down and keep going till the end?
No, I do landscaping, and so my body is probably going to give out quicker than most, so I'll probably be looking forward to retirement by that point.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, we're all like, oh yeah, working's great, no big deal, but we are literally just sitting here talking. That's
and,
all. That's
and
all we do.
Drinking coffee.
You're right.
A lot of reading.
That sounds like a dream right now.
It really is. Hey, man, have a good day at work, and you're in the running for those Aladdin tickets.
Thank you so much.
So far, we have buying a property or like buying a house, retiring, getting married, and having a children. So we have six more to go. Katrina says, what about saving or spending money?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Number eight on this list. Yeah. That's a hard decision. Do I buy the unicorn costume or do I have lunch that day? These are questions that are discussed in this very studio.
Yeah, like currently.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Debating it.
You know what I have to decide?
Huh.
Should I bring in all the grocery bags or should I leave half of them in the trunk so he doesn't see them?
Oh, like when you go shopping?
Yeah.
Like the other day when you went to Shopko?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop calling it grocery bags. It is junk. Do I bring all the junk in that I just bought from the trunk, or do I bring half of it in and the other half later?
Yeah.
It brings her joy, man.
Bro, listen,
dude,
I know.
Totally does.
I'm not getting down on her. All I'm saying is I feel like if you have to sneak it around your husband, it's probably not a good thing.
To go on a diet.
Oh.
This building is in a perpetual diet.
These people, you guys... I have to have a real talk with you because, John, I'm not you two. You two can talk amongst yourselves, I guess. I'm talking to the nice people listening right now. The people in this office, the constant dieting and the constant, like, self-deprecating, the body shaming, they just sit there. They go out and they sit in a little group and they complain and they eat their celery and they're just sad people. It is such a problem in this office.
Hey, but then the next day, because they ate celery and complained... that day, then the next day...
Someone orders chip cookie.
Yeah, we get to go be happy around a chip cookie.
Or Banbury Cross donuts.
But then I have to sit there and listen to you guys complain about, like, oh, I can't believe I ruined my lifestyle change. That's the other thing. They keep calling it a lifestyle change. You can't have a lifestyle change every week. You can't do it.
I don't call it a lifestyle change. I completely know my game.
These are life's biggest decisions. Whose parents' house to go to for Christmas?
No.
Let me tell you. That took a while for us to kind of figure out in our relationship.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are out-of-staters.
Yeah, you know, both of us come from split households, so all of a sudden you have four families you got to pick from.
Oh, my gosh.
Each and every time, and it's hard when it comes to holidays.
Uh-huh.
And when you have, like, their grandbabies, it makes it even more difficult. Let's see. Kaylee's going, what about divorce? Number nine. Again, I feel like it should be higher.
Nah.
I reject you. I reject you.
Half of people are doing it. If half are doing it, then it's not weird.
Listen, if it's not a big decision for you on whether or not to get a divorce,
then don't get married.
You shouldn't get married.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you know.
Career field. What career to end up in?
Yes.
So as you're starting off in your 20s. No.
Really?
You guys want to hear him?
Yeah.
Number 10 is quitting a job.
That's what I considered a career change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Number 9, getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Number 8, choosing to spend or save money. Number 7, breaking up with a partner. So not divorce, but just like breaking up with someone.
Yeah.
It's the same diff.
Number 6, buying a property with a partner, which is like buying a house.
Oh,
number
5,
retiring. Number 4, I don't understand this one of life's biggest decisions, learning to drive. Is it really a
Well, not where we are. Like
no.
You learn to drive or you don't get anywhere.
Right.
But, like, I can see in major cities.
If you're living in New York, fine.
Right. New York,
Boston,
San Francisco.
Yeah.
They can get around on public transit. We don't have that here.
Not a lot of places do. Number 3, moving from house to house. Number 2, getting married. And number 1 of life's biggest decisions, having children. There you go. If you guessed one, you now are in the drawing for tickets to Aladdin. Years ago, Jackson told us for the first time his poop dollar story, which still haunts my dreams.
John brings it up way too often.
Poop dollar!
I think he's really afraid that he's going to get poop
dollar. I told you, I was walking down the street with my daughter Ella, and we saw a dollar bill on the side of the street, and I wouldn't let her pick it up for fear of a poop dollar.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You have a new experience, though, that might trump your poop dollar story.
This is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, last night, I was working over at Scales and Tails.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a big gator training program where I can actually get to get in and work with the big gators. And it's a lot of work and you have to be real careful.
I bet.
So you can walk away with all your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we have to do what are called jumps where you get on top of him, but you have to do it really fast. You have to place your hands at the base of his neck, and then you kind of have to just, like, throw your hips down so that he can't wiggle out of there.
Do you approach the gator then?
From behind.
From behind.
Because he can't see that
well.
And
then you're like, ha!
And then you just kind of jump. And like, hopefully you get him.
Hope you get him before he turns his head.
Before he gets you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's a real cat and mouse game.
Sure.
You're the mouse and you're going after the cat. Right. It's a bad idea. But anyway, I digress. So I'm in the tank last night trying to catch our biggest gator. He's enormous. I'm in there. Try to leap, and it's like my first leap in the water. I've done it on the land a bunch of times, but I've never done it in water.
Yeah.
That changes things. Changes things a lot.
Well, it changes the way you move.
Exactly.
Your speed.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're slippery.
Yeah.
So I'm jumping down on him, and I kind of hit with my hips first, and I'm not, like, that's not supposed to happen.
Okay.
So my hand slipped off his neck, and I went face first next to his face, right into the gator pond. Mouth opened in gator broth. It is stagnant poop water.
Poop gator.
Yeah, it's like gator poo and like raw chicken and like everything that we've been feeding him. So like mice and rats and rabbits and like all of that's
it.
Just been marinating in there for a little
while.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm sitting here like, I have super MRSA or something. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But I got back up, I got him again, and I got it perfect the second time.
Let me ask you, when you land face first next to the gator,
you got to get up really fast.
Right. Did you scramble? You didn't lay there for a second,
No, you don't have time.
Right, that's right.
Luckily, because I was in training, he was taped, so.
Oh, okay.
But, like, when I was in the water, I was like, I have to get control of this gator because he is freaking out.
Yeah.
So I like reach over, I just grab his neck and I grab his neck like really fast. And I'm just trying to like ride him and he's taking me for a ride.
Really?
Oh yeah. It was like the magic carpet. Yeah. Way scarier. Way scarier.
The word.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah. It was really scary.
What'd you do about the whole, everything on you?
Yeah. Did you go like,
did
rinse out with hand sanitizer?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I did that, but I got back up and I tried to hop the gator again.
Okay.
I was training, man.
All right. So if you get sick, we'll know why.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me. All right. Monroe, let's get you a pocket full of sunshine.
Man, you guys, Taco Bell, they're killing it lately. They had their whole like merch line.
Right.
And we all laughed at them. Like, oh, they're releasing their merch line. And then it sells out. Like the first day. Well, now they're just pedal to the metal, okay, with the Taco Bell. They have just announced that they're opening a resort in Palm Springs, California this summer.
A Taco Bell hotel?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's actually another resort. They're taking it over and they're renaming it The Bell, Taco Bell Hotel and Resort. And it'll only be open for a limited time. I love that part. Only for a limited time.
So it's like a pop-up shop, but hotel style.
Yeah, they said everything from guest rooms to breakfast and poolside cocktails will be infused with a Taco Bell twist. There will also be a Taco Bell branded robes, hot sauce packet pool floats, and an on-site gift shop filled with exclusive taco apparel.
Sounds great.
It sounds pretty cool.
Sounds
right?
fun.
It sounds like it's just a good time.
I bet they're going to sell out.
Oh, they totally will.
Do you know what a room's going for?
Did I ask
one too many questions?
Yeah, that's one too many. But
do you have the website to make a reservation?
No,
Does
I don't.
Does Expedia.com accept Taco Bell Hotel?
You know, just go. Okay, yeah. Here's what you do.
Okay.
Google.com.
Uh-huh.
And then enter Taco Bell Resort.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the best way to find out more details.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it. Well, Captain Marvel herself, Brie Larson, will appear on an upcoming episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Ooh.
Of all the shows.
Okay. Have you watched it recently?
Is this the one now where you get to choose your own adventure with
him? It's the one where you go and drink your own urine.
Yeah.
Well, so I think this is just the Running Wild with Bear Grylls where he takes a celebrity out on an extreme adventure.
Okay.
But he does have a choose your own Netflix show.
Right.
Where you can go on and you can make him do different survival things. And then if you make the wrong choice, he dies, from what I understand. There's a part where you can drink your own pee. Of course.
Of course.
Bear Grylls.
Gotta do it.
If you don't know Bear Grylls, by the way, he's like one of the world's most famous survivalists.
There was him and Adventure Man.
Survivor Man,
yeah. But wasn't one more real than the other? And I can't remember which
Survivor Man. Man.
Survivor Man was like more
was real.
Yeah. And Bear was like, take two.
Yeah.
Or like air conditioned tents.
Yeah.
Going back to a hotel later and not sleeping outside.
Yeah.
No, Survivor Man was a real deal, though.
Got it.
But Bear Grylls, he's had this show for a while. He takes celebrities out and makes them do crazy things on mountains. But yeah, that's different from the Netflix show.
I think if I remember the President Obama episode, he ate like poop or something in there.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what
you
he
do
does.
With Bear Grylls.
So, I mean.
Mm-hmm. So go Brie Larson.
Yeah, good for you.
I don't know
girl.
What she's trying to prove. She's already one of the toughest superheroes in the multiverse.
Yes.
I don't know. That girl. Kelly Osbourne celebrating 2 years sober this week, which is really cool.
Okay.
I think a lot changed for her when Joan Rivers passed. And she like had a really hard time with it. And now she's just coming back on top. She's killing it. Good. So good for you, Kelly. All right. This is one of my favorite things in the entire world. Because I've said over and over and over again, Jurassic World would have been a much better movie if they had used the puppets instead of the CG. The CGI just, it didn't give you that real dinosaur feel.
You miss the puppets.
Exactly. The puppets are so much better. Well, luckily, when they do the Chucky the Doll Child's Play remake, Chucky will be a puppet.
Oh,
he will not
good.
Be CG.
That's good, because they would make a move too fluid otherwise.
Exactly.
Okay,
you can't have that.
Do you want a doll to look real?
Yeah.
I want my doll, the doll to look like a doll that is possessed. Like if I'm
so his eyes will be CG.
Okay.
So he's able to look around, which of course.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it's going to be a puppet and it's going to be animatronics that are moving the doll and everything.
It's awesome.
It's going to be so
great. I
can't
wait to see this movie.
Dude, there's nothing more terrifying than a doll.
I know.
Like, I don't know what it is, but they are scary.
Yeah, I feel you, man. It's really scary. But as a horror movie aficionado, I've been looking forward to this movie for a really long time. And I think it's going to be so much better knowing that they're using the puppets. Yeah.
Is it a movie or is it a TV series? I thought it was going to be
movie.
A TV series.
It's a movie.
But it is a movie. Okay.
The trailer looks really good.
Cool.
Yeah. With Luke Skywalker himself voicing that little doll. It's going to be awesome. Will Smith and Queen Latifah are teaming up to produce a hip-hop musical version of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
No.
I love it.
I feel like it's been done.
I love it. Oh, it's West Side Story.
Yeah, that's,
only hip-hop. It's going to be great.
They already did perfection when they did the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Yes, the Baz Luhrmann. Oh my
so
gosh.
Good.
It was amazing.
Claire
it
Danes.
Was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. And the soundtrack, still in my top five.
They're only doing this because they know how much I hate that movie.
And we love it.
But you don't love it enough to go through all this. You wouldn't be singing the praises of Romeo plus Juliet were it not for my disdain and hatred for that movie.
Oh, so good.
It was so good.
It's so lame. That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Asking you to choose the news this morning. Three stories to pick from. Jackson, your story is...
I'm sorry. I've got Dracarys fever.
Monroe?
The Queen of England is hiring.
And I got this staple in your house is going extinct. This text says, I'm going with Jackson because I think, if I heard him correctly, there was a Game of Thrones reference in there.
You better believe it.
Voting for Monroe. Excited to hear another Meghan Markle rant.
See, they're excited.
Tough one today, but I think I'm going to go with John. Morning, guys. Tylee and I, Kenzie, vote for Monroe while Alex is going for John. Thank you.
It's a close one today.
It really is. Yeah, as I go through these. You guys are the reason I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones, so I have to vote for Jackson. This is Heather on my way to a PTA convention. Awesome.
Oh,
good on you, Heather.
Have fun, Heather.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's a lot of mom energy.
Maybe odds be ever in your favor.
That's a lot of mom energy, for sure.
Ooh, I like this text. I'm torn between John and Jackson's story.
Oh.
But I'm going John.
Ooh.
Thanks, Sarah.
You
appreciate
did it
that.
Wrong. You did it wrong.
We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll just see. let's see. Monroe, I am the Queen's 24th cousin, so I need to know how I can get a family job.
Oh, girl. Is that nepotism?
It might be at that point. It is a three-way race today. But the winner, at 35% of the votes, Monroe!
Really?
Damn! Good girl.
Man, it was close.
I'm excited about this. The Queen's hiring, you guys. And yes, I'm going to be applying for this just because I want to like sit next to her and just like whisper in her ear like, oh my gosh, did you see what Megan's wearing today?
You would start so much trouble.
I know,
so
I
many
would.
Problems within
I,
Windsor Castle.
I would.
Yes.
I would. I would just be on the Queen's side.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because I know. I see it. I know where she's coming from. Anywho, this job, she's looking for a social media manager, which is great, right?
So this is someone to run like Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said whether you're covering a state visit, award ceremony, or royal engagement, you'll make sure our digital channels consistently spark interest and reach a range of audiences. The reaction to our work is always high profile, and so reputation and impact will be at the forefront of all you do.
Now remember, the Queen hates social media. This is actually a really big step for the royal family. They are very private, considering everything, considering they're the figurehead of an entire kingdom. And they made everybody delete their social, like Meghan Markle had to delete her Instagram before she could become, before she could get married. And then the Duke and Duchess of Essex, they got their own joint Instagram account. But yeah, it's for the longest time, she's just been so anti-Instagram that this is actually really cool.
This is why you want to work for the Queen. I don't think she does many state visits anymore. I feel like if you're following someone, she's the one to do. There's a lot more sitting.
Yeah, just hanging out at the palace every day. Oh, who's coming? Oh, Lady Gaga's coming in today. Okay, great.
You'll be there for the knighting ceremonies.
Yeah. Ooh, I could like possibly influence a knight vote. You know, like, hey, you know what? Chris Hemsworth needs a knighthood.
Monroe is confused with advisor and Instagram influencer.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Same diff, right?
You're right.
You're hanging with the queen.
It's this day and age, advisor.
Right.
Is the social
media. This is how it used to be in the day. This is how royalty works. The job doesn't pay much, though, if you're looking to be rich. It's $38,000 a year.
Mm.
But you do get 33 annual vacation days. 33!
A month?
You get a whole month off.
That's really good.
For a year.
Yeah,
that's great. Plus, you get benefits and free lunch. Okay? Free lunches.
I was going to ask, is room and board covered? Because I feel should be living in a property somewhere on the palace grounds. What if there's an emergency that I got to photograph?
I'm working late today, Bob. Just set me up in the guest apartment over there.
What does the lunch consist of? Like if you're eating with the queen.
It is nothing but cucumber sandwiches.
That's what I was just thinking.
Which I'm fine with because I love me some cucumber cream cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, some watercress. Some tea and biscuits.
That sounds right.
Wow.
You can learn more about that job or our two stories from Choose the News. They'll be up on the blog at mix1051utah.com. Morning, Alexandria.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Fiance Friday. This is where we try to catch the cheaters and see what's going on in your life. Jackson calls up and offers that sensual couples massage.
I'm coming for you, and you're not going to like it.
But let's start with you. Like, what's going on in your life?
So my fiance, Tyler, and I, we got into a huge fight the other night. And, you know, he's saying, like, things have gotten too crazy. He wants to cancel the whole wedding. And, you know, I freaked out. I kicked him out of our apartment, and obviously I'm not going to handle it well. So then my neighbors called the cops, which made it worse. So then the next day, Tyler comes back, he apologizes, and, you know, he's saying he's stressed out. But, you know, who cancels a wedding? There's just so many mixed signals, and I need to know if he's cheating or why he's trying to break off our wedding.
Man, that was quite the fight. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You got the...
When the neighbors get involved, it is a bad fight.
Right, that's
it's a really bad fight.
Yeah. But I assume this came from, like, absolutely nowhere when he kind of broke this to you?
Oh, completely. I mean, it's one thing to fight, but then you're just saying you're going to cancel our wedding, which is 2 weeks away?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I lean towards just my gut, like, cold feet. Like, I don't know. I didn't have it, but I've had friends who, like, kind of freaked out there right beforehand who were like, oh, this is the person for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
is this how he fights, though? Like, has he done this in the past? Like, okay, well, I'm out. You know, I'm done with this relationship.
Oh, like being a walker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's done it, like, once early on in our relationship, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like this is much more serious. Like, we're talking about getting married.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I wouldn't take it too seriously. I threaten to quit this job every day.
Every
day. I'm like, that's it. I'm out of here. And maybe he's just being dramatic.
But you don't do that when the wedding's so close. You don't do that to your fiance who's been planning this thing. And that's not...
You do if you're mad.
No,
it's over
I'm
the
mad.
Line.
No. I'm mad. I would threaten to divorce you, John Watkins. Absolutely.
You do.
I threaten every
daily.
Day to divorce you.
All right. Alexandria, if you want, we can get Tyler's number and we can call him up and we can offer that couple's massage and we could just see like if he's cheating on you or not.
Yeah, please.
Okay, then we'll do it next. I woke up. Hey!
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson. Yeah, I woke up. On Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday trying to help out Alexandria. Listen to this. Her fiance Tyler goes up to her one night and says, we got to cancel the whole thing. I don't think I want to go through with our engagement and our wedding. And
think you're oversimplifying. They were in a fight.
Uh-huh.
They had gotten in. He didn't just walk up to her and say, that's it, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
They were fighting, and he said, well, maybe there won't be a wedding. And I imagine she said, well, good. Maybe there won't be. And he's like, well, good. And then he stormed out, just like every couple fights.
All I know is the cops were called. That's the kind of fight this was.
It was bad.
And we're wondering, what made him say that? What made him say, like, I'm walking from this relationship before the wedding? Does he have someone else in his life? Alexandria, you're still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. I just need from you permission to have Tyler on the radio.
Yes.
Okay. Jackson, are you ready? You're going to offer that sensual couples massage.
I am so ready.
Here we go.
It's Tyler?
Tyler, right, Tyler. Alexandria?
Okay. Yeah, Tyler.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yeah.
Hi, Tyler. Yeah, this is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Cool, man. Hey, I won't take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to call and offer you a free massage. We're a new massage parlor in town, and we're kind of having a hard time getting people into our parlor and experiencing our services. So we decided that we're going to do this crazy marketing scheme where we just give it away to a few people, and then hopefully you'll go tell a few of your friends and that you had a really great experience, and they'll come try it as well. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, I mean...
Cool, yeah, man. Yeah, it's totally free, too. Like, I don't need your credit card or checking account information or anything like that. It's 100% free.
Okay.
You just come in and enjoy the massage.
Oh, yeah, I guess that sounds great.
Cool, man. So the package I'm offering you is actually our couples massage package. You and a romantic partner would lay side by side. It's a really great way to, like, unwind and relax, especially if there's, like, you know, professional turmoil at work or personal turmoil, relationships, fighting, anything like that. You tend to hold that tension and that stress in your shoulders. So we'd have massage therapists kind of help you relax some of that out. Have you been feeling any stress lately?
Yeah, actually, that's...
Yeah, I mean, most people have. It's totally understandable, man. So we'll help you work that out, and you and your romantic partner would have a team of massage therapists come in and try to help out, work out some of that stress and tension. And then we'd move you over to our Serenity Room, where you and your partner would have the hour just to yourselves. We have champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, aromatherapy going in there. We just try to make it a really relaxing, intimate environment for you and your partner. Do you think you could use something like that?
Yeah. Actually, that sounds really nice.
Cool, man.
Describe like a work relationship or otherwise. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. All right. Well, I have your name. Your name's Tyler. I got that right, right?
Yeah. It's Tyler.
Awesome. Just to get the appointment booked, I need the name of the person you'll be bringing with you.
You know what? I should share this with Kim.
Kim.
Tyler, this is John Monroe and Jackson from Mix 105.1. You're on the air right now. Hey, man, we actually have your fiance Alexandria on the line as well. Who's Kim?
Kim is his sister. Hi, babe.
Oh.
Hey.
I thought we had a cheater. We haven't had a cheater in a long time. I thought we finally got one.
You thought we finally caught someone?
Yeah.
I'm very confused about a lot of stuff. Hold on. Alexandria, will you tell Tyler why we're calling him, and then I want to hear why he chose Kim.
Babe, I thought maybe you might be cheating because you canceled our wedding, and I don't get it. I'm so confused.
Alex, come on, baby.
You're going to take your sister?
Look, she's and the not one me? Who I stayed with when you kicked me out of the apartment, so I felt like it would be something a nice gesture considering that I woke her up in the middle of the night and husband and her kids.
Hold on. Tyler just said... When you kicked me out of the apartment, Alexandra, were you the one kicking him out and telling him to get out?
Yeah, only after he threatened to cancel the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, I'm canceling the wedding, and she's like, get out.
Well, I don't know why he hasn't come back. It's because you kicked him out.
No, are you kidding me? He said he wanted to cancel the wedding.
All right, look, I guess we're gonna do this on the radio right now, baby. I'm sorry, it's just really overwhelming, and. Both of us have a ton of friends who've been going through divorces lately, so I just need a little bit of space to figure this out. And it doesn't mean I don't love you, but you want to do this on the radio?
So I understand you want space, but like our wedding's in 2 weeks. do you want to postpone the wedding, or you just want those 2 weeks to think about it?
I don't know, baby. I know that I love you, and it's just overwhelming.
What does that mean? Babe, I love you too, but what does that mean about our wedding?
Tyler, are you wearing socks? Because I think your feet are a little cold.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, get out.
He loved it. You loved it, man.
Get out. I think this is something the two of them need to talk about maybe off air.
We'll send him to a massage. Because I really think that Tyler just has a case of cold feet.
Yeah.
He's just nervous about what's coming up. And seeing all of his friends having bad marriages probably obviously not helping him. So just give him some time to relax and think about it. And I think everything's going to be fine.
Does that sound good, guys? You want to just go get a nice massage and you guys can talk about it?
Okay. Babe?
Yeah.
Tyler doesn't even want the massage.
No, he doesn't.
No.
I think we're all thankful that today is here because Monroe's dance drama is about to be at an end.
You guys.
Yeah.
Dance Mama Noma
uh-huh.
is real, okay? It's a disease. It affects most dance moms out there. And May is the peak season.
So it's, what is it? What do you call it? Finale season? Like what is
Yeah, it's recital.
Recital season. Okay. Bless you.
Sorry.
Right into the microphone.
You're a professional broadcaster.
Jackson.
My thing. This is what I do.
Jackson.
Just love me for who I
Jackson.
Am. I'm listening, buddy.
She opens her drinks right into the microphone.
She coughs right into the
microphone. She coughs into the microphone.
She sneezes.
Right.
Directly into the microphone.
I just want to make sure.
As if it's not a real thing.
Yeah.
And like, as if we're not talking to them all morning.
You want me to back off the microphone? Like, people aren't going to be able to hear me go, ha-choo.
Yes, like when I have my coughing fits, I go.
John will shut his mic off and walk to John will walk to Egypt to
You're
cough
talking
if he
to
needs
me.
To.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Live today, radio people.
It's a dance recital today.
Yes, today is the day.
Yes.
Like it's been a long time building up. There's been a lot of tension because you have to get dance pictures. You have to get dance costumes.
Uh-huh.
You have to do dance recital finale rehearsals.
Yeah, you told me there was like a dress rehearsal.
Then there was the dress rehearsal. Uh-huh. And then during the dress rehearsal, they didn't do the finale right. So we had to do another added finale rehearsal.
Last night?
Yeah. And so tonight's the night. It's here. By the way, last night, did I show you the picture of the dance parking lot?
No.
It was ridiculous.
What happened?
Because all the dancers were there for the finale.
Yeah.
Okay. For their finale rehearsal. And so all the parents came at the same time to pick up the kids. So it was a mess, right?
It was insane.
So one lady, this is Dance Mama Noma. It's when dance moms think that their kid is more important than everybody else's kids.
Because
that's just...
That's how it goes.
Listen, my kids are way more important than any of their kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so this mom pulls in sideways in the exit and the entrance. So no one can get in or out.
Blocks the exit to the...
Yep. Rips up her e-brake, gets out of the car, and walks into the dance studio. Dude, all of us were like... Lady?
You kidding me?
Yeah. But you know what? I kind of get it because it's Dance Mama Noma.
That's how it happens.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like a feeding frenzy. It's like piranhas when they smell blood.
Uh-huh. We are all stressed out. We all get it. So I don't know. I hope she survived. I don't know what happened. But.
Now, let me ask you, is Ella, your daughter, who's part of the actual dance performance, is she enjoying?
She is.
Okay.
This is all behind the scenes. This is while our kids are in there dancing.
So I just want to make sure. So the kids are having fun.
And this the moms are out in the waiting room just like, you know, staring holes through each other.
So how many shows are there now after all of this, after all the buildup?
There's two and three, depending on two or three.
Will you be going to both? Will you be going to one?
I'm going to be going to both shows, and I'm going to be a backstage mom at one of them.
Oh.
I know.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot, John.
Okay.
So.
Just want to make sure I understand.
It is a lot. I don't know if you can see, like, this rash that I'm breaking out
there's
in.
There's hives that are coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dance Mama Noma.
All right. Well, we'll say a prayer for you, and
thank
good
you.
Luck with everything
say
this weekend.
A little prayer for you.
I'm going to take video. Like, you guys thought Black Friday was bad?
Yeah.
Try being backstage at a dance rehearsal, okay?
I realize that.
No, thank you.
Jackson, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. When I originally grabbed this story on Tuesday, it only had 19,000. There is a petition going around, angry Game of Thrones fans, furious that HBO went and ruined their favorite dragon show.
Uh-huh.
So they started a petition to have them completely redo season 8. Just redo it.
We will act like it never happened.
Scratch. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be cool about it. We're going to be cool about it, but you need to fix it.
Now, I will say that, Monroe, you believe that this season is going exactly like how it should be going if you truly know the characters.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like everyone who's upset doesn't understand what Game of Thrones is about.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, Daenerys has been doing this since
the beginning
of
time.
She got her dragon. Yeah. Like, this is what it is.
She burned her own brother to death with gold.
Yeah, and like
destroyed him
with no feeling problem. Whatsoever.
Yeah. She was fine with it. She was cool with it.
Yeah, and I feel like George R.R. Martin was kind of talking about it. There was a quote from him kind of saying, you know, in the real story of war, which is kind of his whole thing, the heroes are often make just as bad of decisions
you
as
have
the evil
to.
People do. And so he's like, that's just the game of war. So I feel like this is how he's wanted it to go. So I'm not upset about it. The only thing I'm upset about is I feel like we could have had two more full seasons out of the storyline that they've been doing in these six episodes, right? Like, there's a lot that they're just brushing past.
I think they're shoving a lot into.
That's the only thing that I'm upset about, but.
Yeah, well, but it's not just that. It's like the Battle of Westeros being like so dark you couldn't see it, and like it's just there's a lot of different things that everyone's really upset about, other than just the storyline. So when I pulled that story originally on Monday, they had about 20,000 signatures, which is a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot. It is now almost a million signatures.
Okay.
I don't think it's enough to make HBO do anything
They're
about
not
it.
Do anything, man.
No, of course not. Yeah, they need their money.
How many people are tuning in each week? Like 10 million?
Yeah, the numbers that these ratings for HBO are just off the hook.
It's stupid. Yeah, it's crazy. Meanwhile, they are currently estimating that about 10 million people are going to skip work on Monday because they stayed up too late for Game of Thrones.
Well, listen, I get up really early, John.
Yeah, I know.
We all do, man.
I know,
you got to get in here.
But
oh, go ahead.
John just reads the recap.
I can't watch it that night. It's too late for me.
It's too
late. And I know I got to wake up and be ready for the two of you.
Why me?
I'm just saying I'm here.
No, oh,
I'm here
for us.
For you.
I thought you meant so that we could discuss Game of Thrones. I'm like, you will never
Listen,
if you're doing it for me, don't feel like you have to, because I don't know what's going on.
I feel like we had a thing last year.
We did have a thing
You
last
were watching
year.
It last year.
I was.
And we'd come in every Monday and we'd have this thing and we'd talk about it and we'd laugh and not once this season have
I
you
can't
done that.
Stay up that late
not
anymore.
One time have you done getting that this
old.
Season. Not
Too
once
old.
For me.
Getting old.
Too old, man.
Yeah.
Bill Murray. Gained quite the appreciation with working with Selena Gomez on The Dead Don't Die. So that's the new zombie movie coming out. Selena Gomez, Bill Murray working on it together.
Right.
Is that the one they just premiered at Cannes? Is that why they're in Cannes together?
But oh, maybe.
Because she posted a picture of herself sitting next to Bill Murray at dinner.
Yeah.
And
oh, cool.
Looked like they were just having the greatest time
they're
together.
They're like best friends. He said that he really likes her. He says, quote, I really like her. She's unusually bright and she's kind. She's natural. Just like Miley Cyrus. I dig that chick. So he loves Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus. Bill Murray, just the nicest guy in the world.
Can I do the millennial thing here for a minute and just say, why unusually smart? She's a girl?
Because she's a teenager.
I think because it's a kid.
She's young.
Yeah.
She's not young. She's not that young.
She's like 25. That's
like,
young.
And he's 70 something.
Under 30 is young.
Yeah.
So, like, especially considering how her career has gone so far.
Yeah, Monroe, you saved that drama for your mama.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Trying to pick a fight.
Listen, I'm just saying, I guarantee if you search on Twitter, someone's lighting him up somewhere.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't matter. Ric Flair.
Woo!
Former wrestler Ric Flair.
Wow.
Well, don't cheer yet.
That's
Wait
his cheer.
For it. 70-year-old Ric Flair had some sort of health emergency yesterday. He got rushed over to the hospital, and he's having surgery today. But his wife says he's expected to make a full recovery.
I'm not going to lie. If you know anything about Ric Flair's career, I'm shocked he's still
alive.
He made
it to 70?
Yeah.
Do you not look at all these like old wrestlers and think of the wrestler movie?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
The Wrestler.
Yeah, The Wrestler.
I know.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. But I just picture them all exactly like that now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They are.
Yeah, well, and John Oliver did this whole thing on former wrestlers from the WWE. Because they're independent contractors, they don't have health care. They don't have any long-term services. And once they leave the league, they're out.
Mickey Rourke.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are we still talking about The Wrestler?
It's a good
movie.
It
was like two sentences ago.
Anyway, but yeah, he was talking about how they don't have any health care or anything, so they have these crazy long-term health effects and no way to pay for them. In fact, Ashley, that leads into my new one, WWE diva Ashley Massaro died at the age of 39, but no one has mentioned why or how.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I know, they're like, it's natural causes. I just don't believe at 39.
39-year-olds don't die of natural causes.
If he was like,
He's too young.
Yeah, so wrestlers not doing so hot these days. And finally, believe it or not, Chris Rock came up with the story for the new Saw movie. They're doing a new Saw movie.
I didn't even know that.
Chris Rock is writing it, and he'll be producing it as well. So he's going to be heavily involved in it. He says, I've been a fan of the Saw franchise since the first film in 2004. I'm so excited by the opportunity to take this and into a really intense and twisted new place.
I'm intrigued. Ooh.
I don't know anything about Chris Rock. I don't know his horror knowledge.
Yeah, but like, look at Jordan Peele.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Maybe that's just like the new thing. Now comedians do horror.
Right.
Which I'm fine with, because Jordan Peele did a great job the first time around.
The first time.
Yeah. Us, not so great. Yeah. But that's my opinion. That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson. Appreciate that. Jackson, you made the announcement during your Showbiz Beat a few weeks ago that Extreme Makeover Home Edition is coming back.
Yeah, they're casting.
Yeah, and right now, actually, they're looking for a family here in Utah, and we were able to track down the executive producer of the show, Brady Connell. Brady, you're coming back.
Yeah, we're coming back, you know.
Yeah, how's it going? I hear production's been great.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a terrific experience when we were there in Utah a few times before, and as we were getting ready to launch the new season, we thought, you know what, we got to go back to Utah. There's some pretty solid volunteer spirit out there.
Big community service group out here, and not court-ordered, I might add.
You know, it's funny, I was talking to the mayor, which was really nice. I had a nice chat with the mayor. And she let me know about a statistic. I didn't realize that Utah is considered the highest volunteer state. And you know, the United States is the most volunteer country. So that makes you guys the biggest volunteers in the world.
That sounds about right, man. Uh-huh.
Hey, Brady, with Extreme Home Makeover then, is it volunteer-based? Or, I mean, are some of the people getting paid who are swinging the hammer? Like, I appreciate people volunteering, but if they're building me a house, I want them to be, you know, good at it.
Well, we only work through builders who are amazing, and a lot of times the builders have actually worked with us before, and so many of those builders have built, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of homes, and then they bring on, in a volunteer capacity, the same people that they usually have build their regular homes. So it's all volunteer. It's crazy. And then the community volunteers are generally, you know, the non-skilled trades, you know, whether it's landscaping or painting or whatever. So it's definitely an all across the community event.
I couldn't build a house to save my life, but I can weed a flower bed. I know how to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll expect you at 2 a.m. on on a particular Saturday night.
You say that like I'm not already awake at 2 a.m.
Wait, do you guys really, is it true, like, are you building throughout the night? So at midnight, 1 a.m., someone's out there, you got floodlights on, and you guys are just building this house?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of crazy. I mean, the first time I saw it happen, I didn't believe it, actually, just kind of the questions that you're asking. I thought, oh, I'm sure they pay all those people, and I'm sure they don't really do it in 7 days. But they do, and we do. It's incredible. I mean, 24 hours a day, we have a very large Excel document that tells everybody when they're supposed to be there, and it is done in 7 days. Actually, the house itself is built in 5.5 days, and then we take a day to move everything in and set the furniture and all that.
Wow.
On the phone with us right now, executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Brady Connell. Has much changed with Extreme Makeover over the years?
You know, not really. I mean, the basic heart of the show is going to be the same. You know, we did over 200 homes, and it was over 9 seasons.
Wow.
And every one of those episodes, you know, at its core was a family that you know, really deserved a break. You know, they had faced some kind of a hardship of some kind or had some kind of a setback. But despite all that, they still gave back to the community in some significant way. Maybe they were a first responder or whatever. So that's still the core of the show. And then the community rallying around to sort of give back to that family. You know, it's an opportunity, really, to give back to someone who's already given a lot to the community.
Are we still moving that bus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can't not move the bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
That's the best part.
Okay.
Ty gets on the megaphone and yells, move that bus!
Just one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I think the country could use a good solid move that bus right about now.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and that's like the thing about Extreme Makeover Home Edition is that it's so positive and it's so uplifting. Yeah. And I think we got away from that for a while. All of the kind of uplifting positive shows fell by the wayside, and we got really into the cutthroat competition ones.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's not what anyone wants anymore. Is that kind of how you're feeling about it?
Well, I've sort of always felt that way. I mean, we all work in media, you know, we want to use it to its best capacity. And one of the years that I was working on Extreme Makeover, which was 5 years, I did over 100 homes. I just never felt better about what was being put out there, you know, to the millions of viewers. And yes, every once in a while, any genre, any, you know, movies or sitcoms or whatever, there's ebbs and flows in terms of the content. But I do think that we need a show like Extreme Makeover Home Edition. There's a couple other shows on, like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I think it's a great show. And we need more of those. There's no doubt about it.
So are you looking for a family right now?
Yes, like right now.
Okay. Like currently, like we need a family today.
Yeah, right. We would love to come to Utah just because, we've had such a great experience there. And we would love to find a family pretty much right now, like over the next, you know, week and a half. And so we've already, you know, put the word out. We've gotten some applications already and nominations. And the great thing is you guys are doing this 105 Days of Love thing, which I think is fantastic.
Thank you.
And so if there's anybody out there listening, you know, that wants to, you know, pass on some love, you know, a little bit of random act of kindness, all they have to do is think about a family in their community or their neighborhood or their church or whatever and say, hey, that family has done amazing stuff for our community. I want to nominate them for Extreme Makeover. And wouldn't that be just the most unbelievable, like, pay it forward kind of thing?
Yep. That would be the
best.
You
know, nominate a family, and then their life completely changes. And I will give you the website. It's emhe.tv if somebody wants to nominate a family. And it's an easy thing to do, and it can have such a giant impact.
Again, let me make sure I got the website right. EMHE?
That's right, like Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Well, that would make sense.
EMHE.tv. Yeah.
.tv.
.tv. Okay, perfect. So that's where you need to go if you know of a family who's in need. And let's find that family.
Well, and it couldn't come at a better time because there's only about a week left of 105 Days of Love.
Yep.
And they need a family in the same week. So it's kind of like crunch time.
And then we'll be out there. We'll be broadcasting from it.
Yeah. We'd love to come volunteer to build the house or whatever. So if you know a family that needs a little love...
Build the house, supervise.
Yeah.
Supervise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Don't give me anything sharp or anything heavy. I can't do any of it.
Give you a nice soft paintbrush.
Perfect. I can handle that.
All right. Go over to their website, emhe.tv, and nominate that family today. So cool. I'm glad you guys are coming back here again.
Well, and thank you for what you guys do, putting the word out to get everybody to, you know, to give back and do the random acts of kindness. I just think it's fantastic. It's right in line with our mission of our show. Wouldn't it be amazing if the family that we do in Utah was as a result of a random act from one of your listeners. That would be a great ending to your 105 days.
Awesome. That's great. Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling in and doing this today.
No, thank you. Great to talk to you all, and hopefully we'll see you in a few months in Utah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Later.
All right, take care. Thanks, everybody.
Monroe, I got to know more about chicken salt. I've never heard of this term before.
I have been hearing it more and more lately, and then just this morning I came across an article on MSN. About chicken salt, and it's like a big deal in Australia. I guess Australians, like, it's like their secret ingredient kind of thing.
All right.
You know, we have our fry sauce.
Yeah.
The Australians have chicken salt, and they put it on, like, their French fries.
So when you go and you get French fries anywhere in Australia, they have chicken salt on it instead of just our normal sea salt?
Uh-huh. It's chicken salt.
What is the difference? Is it made of actual chickens?
Yes, it actually is. So it's like, it's made out of chicken stock.
Like they just take the chicken fat, dehydrate it, and then crumble it up?
Uh-huh, with different spices. I imagine it kind of like a bouillon cube, you know, or something like that.
But a bouillon powder?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I'd be down for that.
Put that like on maybe a baked potato on the outside?
I want to try it with fries, man. Sounds good.
People are putting it on popcorn, French fries. They're putting it on like everything.
I always felt like the special flavoring from Red Robin that you put on your fries should be put on more French fries out there.
Dude, did you know that Red Robin actually has like freezer steak fries with that seasoning on it?
No.
Now in your grocery store.
What?
Yes, they do. Fun fact, though.
Yeah.
Buy it from the freezer and then go home and immediately cook it. Don't let it sit in your freezer. I don't know why, but they're really
changes
susceptible.
Changes the flavor.
Really susceptible to the freezer.
Really?
Taste.
Okay.
There you go.
How much is chicken salt if we were to order this online?
You can get it on Amazon, and it's like $10. You know, it's pretty cheap. just a spice. Ooh, Bloody Marys too. I guess people put it on like the room for Bloody Marys. So chicken salt, and some of it is vegan. Like it just has the chicken flavoring to it.
But it's made out of chicken.
You know what I bet it's like? Like, you know, ramen noodles and the little seasoning packet, the chicken flavor.
Oh my gosh!
You guys,
you ever put that seasoning on anything else?
No,
no, but that's like a big.
But I want to try. Yeah, now.
Isn't that a big like thing with prison food? Like they take that packet and they put it in
other things
into the regular prison food because it makes the regular prison food edible. Oh yeah, they're not buying it for the noodles.
I would love to put that now on a bake. I don't know why I'm thinking baked potato for everything.
You want a baked potato?
Maybe we can go get you one.
Can we go to Wendy's?
Let's go get you a baked potato.
Right. Thanks, guys. You're the best. I don't know if you saw the text we got, Jackson, but someone is putting together a. It's actually the same kind of puzzle you did. With Pocahontas, like Thomas Kincaid.
Oh, the Thomas Kincaid Disney collection.
And they're like, hey, Jackson, I was wondering if you could check your hoodie for me. I'm missing a puzzle piece.
Oh, no.
Yeah, girl, nothing's more infuriating than missing one piece.
Dude, I was at Savers and they had a ton of puzzles. And I was like, oh, man, that's a chance right there. You're taking a chance if you buy a secondhand puzzle.
Oh, that's because Savers.
Because you know they were probably donated because they didn't have all the pieces.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I want mine wrapped up.
Yeah.
You want a new one. But like also.
But what do you do with it after it's done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Like you donate it, right? But if you're a good person, you'd make sure it had all the pieces. But
most people aren't good people. Here's the thing, though. I guess, like, if I got a 50-cent puzzle from Savers and it was missing pieces when I finished it, I wouldn't be that upset about it.
Okay, good. You're going to like your Christmas present then.
I think you still would be. I know you didn't pay a lot, but it has nothing to do about the money. It has to do with the closure.
It's the principle of the thing.
You wouldn't get closure. You would spend all that time and then be missing one or two pieces.
It's like a true crime story.
Honestly.
Oh.
I don't think it would bother me.
It would bother me. It would bother me for you.
On my behalf?
Because you don't have closure. I need you to finish and see it in its the way the artist intended for you to see it.
Listen, I would be upset if a new puzzle was missing a piece like I thought my last puzzle was.
Right.
And like I'm convinced this new one is because I cannot find some edge pieces.
Are you still missing pieces?
I've been working on this puzzle for like 3 days and I cannot find all the edge pieces. I've gone through all of the pieces over and over again. But the problem is this puzzle's weirdly shaped. So like the edge pieces, it's just an itty bitty little bit of edge.
Oh,
so I can't really tell if it's like the corner of a regular piece or if it's an actual edge piece. It's very complicated.
You know what? And I guarantee this always happens to me. I have a piece in the wrong place.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'll rearrange it and be like, Oh, I wasn't missing a piece.
Are you telling me for the third week in a row for your four photos that we get on Sunday?
You're getting another puzzle.
We're getting a puzzle in there.
You're getting a puzzle.
It's so fun. Like I love where you're at in life right now because it really is a great time.
It's so fun. I'm really having a good time with my puzzles and my tea.
You're enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my 80s.
Yeah, right. Did you guys watch the finale of The Big Bang Theory last night?
No.
It's done. That was the last episode.
Ever.
It's same level as, say, your Friends or your Seinfeld. So they claim. I don't feel like it was. I just don't feel like TV shows get as big as those were because we don't have the water cooler talks like we used to. We just watch things differently now.
We watch it different. Well, because everyone binges it. And like you can't talk about it because everyone throws a fit about spoilers.
So you want me to tell you how it ended?
Yes, please.
Spoiler, just so you know. Sheldon and Amy ended up getting a Nobel Prize.
Oh, that's cute.
And here was the speech that ended the whole thing.
This honor doesn't just belong to me. I wouldn't be up here if it weren't for some very important people in my life. I have been encouraged, sustained, inspired, and tolerated, not only by my wife, but by the greatest group of friends anyone ever had. Bernadette, Raj, Penny, Leonard. I apologize if I haven't been the friend you deserve, but I want you to know, in my way, I love you all.
That's the Big Bang.
Cute.
So with the Game of Thrones finale coming up on Sunday, they put together a list of the most controversial series finales of all times.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead, Monroe.
I was thinking you were going to do, like, what if a Game of Thrones character won a Nobel Prize and what their speech would be?
Okay, a little different. Now, who do you think made this list of most controversial series finales of all time?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld at number five. It was terrible. It was awful. Yeah.
My Name Is Earl, because they got canceled on a cliffhanger.
I know.
I'm so mad about it to this day.
I love that. That show deserved more.
It's one of the greatest shows of all time.
I agree.
I know it was never a ratings darling, and I know that there were a lot of people that didn't like it, but I genuinely think it's one of the best. It's so good. It's so funny.
My Name Is Earl did not make this list, though.
Lame.
What about the original that jumped the shark? Happy Days.
Oh, no, I don't know. How did people like...
That's how Jumped the Shark...
I thought Jump the Shark happened because he jumped the
shark. Yeah, and that's when the whole show just fell apart.
But they're talking about specifically the last episode.
Okay.
Yeah, how series end forever. There's a few on here where you'll be
how
like,
about
oh,
that 70s show? A lot of people are upset with how that ended.
No, I'll tell you why. I bailed on that 70s show...
When Eric left.
I watched a few more, and they brought in like the new Eric that Donna was dating, and I'm like... No.
Eric wasn't there, but they were still all hanging out in Red and Kitty's basement.
It didn't
which
make any
I've
sense.
Never understood.
Well, because Hyde was like living there.
Right.
I know.
But again.
I know.
What about Friends?
Oh, no. Friends had a great ending.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite endings was Friends.
What's that?
It was so sweet.
Except for the fact that Ross and Rachel ended up together. I don't like that.
She got off the plane.
Spoiler. Yes. Okay. But I loved how it ended. Monica and Chandler had their babies. You got to see the keys on
they
the
grew
counter.
Up.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Love that show.
You guys want to hear them? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Number 9, I never watched this show, but Ugly Betty.
I
never watched it.
Number 8, Sons of Anarchy.
I watched the first two seasons.
Oh, yeah, that was it was weird.
Number 7, I did watch this whole thing through the series finale, 2 and a Half Men. It was a bad finale. They teased that like they're gonna bring back Charlie Sheen, and they never did. They brought back this lookalike, and they dropped a piano on him at one point, and they had killed it.
Well, and didn't he come back as Kathy Bates? Like Kathy Bates was like his former self.
It got
as,
really
like, a ghost or something.
I gotta tell you, it was not good.
Okay,
good. Number 6 was Roseanne. My guess is.
Oh, Roseanne.
Not the Connors.
Connors. Or the Roseanne reboot.
I think it was the original Roseanne that was back in the
90s. That sucked.
Yeah, when they won the lottery.
Yeah. And Homeboy died.
Goodman died, yeah. Yeah. Number 5 was Seinfeld. Number 4, the worst series finale, worse than Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Terrible. I watched that for years.
Right.
And that's what you give me?
He ends up with Robin after all. You strung me along. It's like saying up front, hey, it's definitely not this person. And then you string me along for years. And then it ends up being that person. That's not a twist. That's poor storytelling.
Yes. You ruined Barney's character along the way through the whole thing. Number 3 was Dexter.
Oh. I can't believe. I cannot believe I didn't say Dexter.
Yeah.
I am so furious.
Yeah.
That show was always supposed to end with him either dying or going to prison. Those were the only two options.
I feel like he had to go to prison.
And they found a special third option where he dumped his dead sister into the ocean and then became some sort of lumberjack. I'm so mad. I am, to this day, I've never been angrier at anything than the way that Dexter ended it because I loved Dexter.
So good.
I lived for it.
I know.
Ugh.
Number 2, another one that I was obsessed with. I didn't mind the ending. The Sopranos.
Oh, I never
faded
watched
to
it.
Black. It just, I think this one has actually held up better in time, though. I think people have kind of gotten over the fact that at least it didn't ruin it.
Yeah,
like we were talking about How I Met Your Mother or Seinfeld, where they did something terrible
to ruin the integrity of the whole story.
They just
arc.
Ended it, which I don't blame them because what else do you want?
Like, right.
Yeah.
The lives are still going on.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's what you have. And number 1 of the most controversial series finales of all time, Lost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was all purgatory.
Man. Yeah. Everybody was really upset about that. I was, too. I just think...
I called that from season 1, though.
But I don't know how you get out of that.
They all died on that plane. They all died on that plane.
Yeah, I don't know how you get out of that. You know, like, Lost was so... Yeah.
That's the problem. They didn't even answer questions.
The writers were lost.
They were so confused. I remember watching that sometimes and being like, man, they don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'd get a script and they would be like, all right, I guess. Okay.
Is this a smoke monster? It's a monster, but it's also smoke.
And one guy's like, no. It's all, you'll see. It'll all be tied up neatly at the end.
And then he's ran away.
and then he
quit because someone made him mad.
Right. How many different social media sites do you guys use on a daily basis? So today, what will you go on?
I'll go on Instagram. I'll go on Facebook.
Okay.
I'll probably check in on, I always use Facebook Messenger, which everyone's considering as its own separate thing nowadays.
Yeah, yep.
I'll probably go on to Snapchat, just re-downloaded Snapchat, wow. Really liking the filters.
Yeah.
And it got fun again.
It did
It used to suck,
yeah.
But they got better. Probably I'll zip in on Twitter for a second.
Okay.
Maybe check in on my Tumblr.
Oh, so you're saying almost six social media sites.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Monroe, what about you?
I'll do Instagram and then maybe Facebook if it's lucky.
Yeah. I'm like you, too. And if we count Facebook Messenger as their own thing, probably there because someone will send me a message and I'll get a notification. Like,
right.
2 to 3. Almost everyone on social media uses at least 4 different sites every day. I guess I do use Twitter also.
It's the same info, isn't it?
Well,
it just depends on the format that you like to see it in.
Here's what we're most likely to use. Facebook. Then YouTube.
Oh, does YouTube count as social?
I guess it does on this list.
Yeah. Well, we all see it now as a streaming service, but it was never supposed to be that. It was supposed to be a vlog, basically.
That's true.
Yeah,
we were all sharing. At one point, we were all sharing
stuff
on there.
It was just individuals making things and posting their videos.
Followed by WhatsApp.
That's big with the kids.
I know.
The kids love WhatsApp.
But that's going away, isn't it?
Well, they keep getting in trouble because kids keep sending nudes back and forth.
I thought they were getting... then Facebook Messenger, followed by Instagram, Reddit, then Twitter.
Man, I need to spend more time on Reddit. I just don't like the format. I love the information. I love digging for things and finding the cool stuff. Because Reddit has the best stories. They have the absolute... And the true stories, the fake stories that people write. I love Reddit. But I hate the layout. I can't read it.
It just feels like one of those old, forums, you know? I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't go on it because when I do, 2 hours will go by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so easy to lose time when you get down a thread, and next thing you know, you're clicking on this link and another link.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You're in some weird places in your life at the end of it. LinkedIn also made this list, which I have it. I go on every once in a while because I get, these notifications, and then I wonder why I'm on it.
I know. I need to...
I know. It's just, I don't like it at all.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think... In our industry, particularly, I think it would be a really good thing. Because, our industry is weird where you work with someone maybe on, one project and then you don't work with them.
No.
But they're a great contact to have in case you need to find a new job in their city or something.
Right.
If anyone should be using it, it is people in the entertainment business.
I don't know anyone in this building who's really LinkedIn people.
No.
But, my wife's company, they're all about LinkedIn.
Yeah. Big businessy things are. But I feel like it's less necessary for that.
I also feel like with LinkedIn, I once wrote my buddy a referral.
Mm-hmm.
And this should never be allowed. I in no way should I be writing a recommendation for him.
No.
The
best thing to use LinkedIn for is that there are a lot now of online applications where you can just import your information from LinkedIn to the application.
That's true.
So that's nicer.
There you go. Did you hear the story about the officer in New York who was investigating a report of a stolen truck? And when he went to check out a spot where someone had recently seen the truck, it just cruised right past him.
Oh.
That's what you call detective work right there.
There it is.
Yeah. So he just picked up his radio and was like, it's driving down the street right now. Cops arrested all 4 people inside, 3 20-year-old guys and a 24-year-old woman. Oh, I should mention they had a bunch of crack in there as well.
Well.
Yeah. So
they needed a truck.
They did. To
move
all their crack. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah. Yes.
Legos are a better investment than gold. Their value has gone up 11% a year since 1987, which is better than gold, stocks, or bonds.
Wow.
What?
All right, Lego.
I have boxes and boxes.
Dude, I did my adult Legos.
What does that mean?
This week.
It is really inappropriate sculptures.
Oh, is that what they are?
No, it's not. It's London. It's the London cityscape.
You know those little people?
Yeah.
None of them have clothes painted.
They're not wearing clothes?
They're not wearing any clothes.
Oh, my God.
That is not, excuse me,
animal.
Shame on you, Monroe.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame bell. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Down by the bay. Where the watermelon grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, have you ever seen a dove with a podcast extra that I love? Down by the bay. Thank you.
I don't know that song.
You
don't know Down by the Bay?
No.
You don't really?
I know Down by the Sea from the Sweeney Todd soundtrack.
I thought you were just doing Down by the Banks of the Hank.
You both don't know Down by the Bay?
I don't know Down by the Bay.
Raffy.
Singing E-E-A-A-O.
I don't know what that means.
You didn't. Well, you did. Monroe.
Podcast extra.
She just kept doing her own song.
She really did.
Who's Raffy?
Raffy was a huge, before the Wiggles, before.
Oh, a children's entertainer.
Yeah, there was Raffy that was out there.
Zoobly Zoo.
My kids Zoobly will be watching Sweeney Todd. So okay. My children will not have children's entertainers. They're going to get started on Sweeney Todd, and then it's going to get progressively worse.
That's where you're starting.
You are a little Morticia Adams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm.
Really? I mean, like, I feel like...
You know what, though? Morticia and Gomez, they were the best parents in the world. They were so supportive.
And they loved... I mean, they loved...
Oh, yeah. They loved each other and their kids.
Their children.
More than most fictional characters I'll throw out there.
Katamaria. Oh, yeah. And they danced.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
I do, too. Yeah. They're great.
Really
They're
good.
So Aren't good. They were something that just want to be a family.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
That's so good.
It's my Christopher Lloyd impression. What do you think?
Cool. I mean, you're on the podcast, you're really not seeing the full body movements that go along with it. That really makes it.
Is John having a stroke?
Yeah, always.
Constantly. Jackson, you and I lost today, so do you have your story up?
Yeah, I do. So we kind of touched on it on the Showbiz Beat, but 10.7 million Americans are going to skip work on Monday because of the Game of Thrones series finale.
I don't feel like this is something worth skipping work over.
Yeah.
It's not the Super Bowl.
Where well, you how have long like, is the episode? I mean, is
yeah,
it
but there's
like
a new Super
hours?
Bowl every year, John. There's been a bunch of those. There's guess, only one more Game of Thrones ever.
I guess there will be Game of Thrones parties. I just haven't been invited to them.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, there's going to be big. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Plus, like, it airs fairly late.
It does.
So, like, I understand people staying up who have to work early and just not wanting to go in.
Should we just do best ofs on Monday then and stay up and watch it?
Yeah.
Sure. That's what I'm hearing.
We can call each other and be like, we can do play-by-play.
Oh, we could live tweet.
Oh, we could. Oh, yes. Oh my gosh, we could live tweet each other and send each other memes and stuff. I'm really good at sending the GIFs.
She is.
So I'm going to keep moving on. Listen, there's plans of a Game of Thrones party. I don't know anything about Game of Thrones. I have nothing to contribute. But I do know, so 10.7 million are not planning on going to work at all. 27.2 million will be late on Monday because of Game of Thrones. So
okay.
That's not people reporting like, yes, I'm planning on being late. That's just like, we know.
Right.
We know what's going on. So that is almost 40 million Americans in total that are going to not go or be late because of that show. And American companies will lose $3.3 billion in productivity on Monday because of the Game of Thrones finale.
Because everyone will be talking about it.
That's all anybody will talk about.
Could the dining room table go extinct in our lifetimes?
Yep.
According to a new survey, 3/4 of us screw up eating dinner every night at the dining room table. It's down to 48%. So the majority of people don't eat dinner at the dining room table. 30% just sit on the couch. 12% of people ate on the couch growing up. So that's changed from 12 to 30. 6% of people growing up ate in the bedroom. Now it's up to 17%.
Oh, that sounds right.
A survey also found that 20% of people cook every single day. 50% cook at least 4 times a week. Monroe, do you guys sit around the dining room table?
We sit around our snack bar in the kitchen. That's where we eat.
So it's like the counter?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, but we all fit.
But you all sit down together?
Yeah, we all sit.
And have a family dinner?
Every now and then.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's only a couple times a week.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, family dinner used to be like a much bigger deal. When I was growing up, we did a lot of family dinners, but because my dad was out of town so much, it was really just like my mom and the kids. And after we got to like, after we were all in school and my mom was working and my dad was out of town, that all fell apart. We stopped, like, we didn't really do family dinners ever at that point.
Really?
Yeah. It just got too hectic. Yeah. It's too hard to get everyone around the table.
We still do it. Yeah. Almost, I would say almost every night. And then Sundays, we always have like friends over on Sundays, and so it's like a big family dinner at that. I wish we could sit at the counter like Monroe's family, but mine is full of stuff.
I feel
like there's just everything up on the counter. Is my wife's like
Do you know what I would do? Do you know what I would do?
Throw it all away?
I would throw every piece away.
Yeah. That's where we just leave our life.
But do you know what I... Oh, tell her this. You know what I did for my husband?
What did you?
I gave him his own cupboard.
Oh.
And he doesn't really know about it. Uh-huh. He forgets about it all the time. And so he'll be like, Where's that, you know, screwdriver that I left on the counter 8 weeks ago?
Right.
Oh, you should check your cupboard. I have a cupboard. And then he has his own cupboard. So then I just take it and I shove it in his cupboard. And then he can deal with it on his own time.
I actually really like that idea.
It's awesome. Because a drawer is not enough because of all your man stuff.
No, I got a lot of things.
Your Ryobi batteries.
Yeah, I got knickknacks.
Yeah, just throw those in the cupboard.
John doesn't have any power tools. Don't let him convince you otherwise.
I got my chainsaw sometimes I just leave up there.
John's got a cell phone that he can call a handyman for. Yeah. And that's John's toolbox. He just calls a handyman.
I got my sledgehammer. When I'm done just breaking concrete.
Dude, I asked you to bring a sledgehammer. And you brought the tiniest claw hammer I've ever seen in
really
my life.
It is really cute.
It's silly. Don't sit here and convince me that you've got a sledgehammer out.
Sometimes I'm like, get my hacksaw. Uh-huh. I just walk around with it.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that, buddy?
Just cut things.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of things?
Hack things up with my saw.
Sure. Yeah. So what kind of things?
Trees.
Uh-huh.
A lot of trees.
Why?
Because I like to clear the woods.
That's illegal.
No, that's how I live my life as a mountain man.
Oh, man. That is a lie. What does it feel like to lie that much and that often?
It's not bad. You get used to it. All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Bye-bye.